Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Wiltshire. Here's the headline. Wiltshire is a large, low-density southwest county where commercial property activity is unusually concentrated. Swindon alone accounts for nearly half of all registered commercial transactions, while a network of historic market and cathedral towns offers wider yields. Lower entry pricing and a planning environment shaped as much by AONB designation, Salisbury Plain and World Heritage status as by transport corridors. Let me set the scene. Wiltshire stretches across roughly 1.3 million acres of southern England, with the seven principal towns covered in this report representing around 377,000 residents. Swindon, at just under 193,000 people, carries more than half of that population on its own. Salisbury and Chippenham each sit around 45,000. Trowbridge, the administrative county town, at 35,000. Then Melksham, Devizes and Warminster make up the rest. The transport spine is the M4, running east to west across the north of the county through Swindon, Royal Wootton, Bassett, Cowney and Chippenham. That's the main logistics corridor and the principal commuter access to Bristol, Bath and Reading. The Great Western Main Line, headquartered in Swindon, feeds Paddington in roughly an hour. The A303 through Stonehenge is a strategic route to the southwest, but operates under chronic capacity constraint, which materially affects logistics and tourism economics across the southern half of the county. Salisbury sits on the west of England main line to Waterloo. The Kennet and Avon Canal threads through Devizes, Bradford-on-Avon and Melksham. The industrial base is unusually mixed. Swindon, after the wind down of the Honda plant, has rebalanced around financial services, Nationwide Building Society's headquarters, retail head offices at WH Smith, technology and corporate occupiers including Intel, IBM and Zurich, and the Great Western Railway headquarters. Salisbury's economy is anchored by the cathedral and tourism, by the Ministry of Defence presence at Boscombe Down and across the wider Salisbury Plain training estate, and by professional services. Chippenham combines a Bristol and Bath commuter function with the legacy Westinghouse rail signalling cluster. Devizes hosts Wadworth Brewery and a canal heritage tourism economy. Marlborough's economy is shaped by Marlborough College and the North Wessex Downs area of outstanding natural beauty. Warminster carries an MOD garrison footprint. Cowner sits in the M4 logistics belt. Why should an investor care? Because pricing here sits well below Berkshire and Hampshire equivalents to the east. Typical commercial transactions clear in a £220,000 to £272,000 median band depending on town. But headline yields on cleanly let stock are commensurately wider. That's the trade-off Wiltshire offers. Let me give you the numbers. HMM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,246 commercial-leaning transactions across the seven principal Wiltshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside roughly 17,500 residential transactions. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Swindon. Swindon is the dominant commercial market in the county by a wide margin. 1,065 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's almost half of the entire county total. It's a dual market, a deep mid-market office and corporate occupier base on one hand, with covenants from Nationwide, WH Smith, Intel, IBM, Zurich and Great Western Railway, and a substantial buy-to-let and HMO investment market on the other. The town's median commercial transaction price sits at around £235,000. The auction print to remember at the tight end, Unitar Newcombe Drive, sold by Acuitas in September 2024, £575,000 against £26,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 4.52%, but it's a ground rent investment rather than an income-producing asset, so the apparent yield understates the true investment return. It's still the tightest print in the county. The withdrawn Wickle Inn pub at Frogden Road and the withdrawn Rivermead industrial unit, both also in the September 2024 catalogue, frame the breadth of Swindon's auction activity. Second, Salisbury. Salisbury is the cathedral city anchor and the second largest commercial market by activity. 464 transactions over the window. The town carries the highest median commercial price in the county at £272,500, with an upper quartile of £420,000. That cathedral city pricing premium is visible across the data. Around half of Salisbury's commercial transactions sit in the freehold non-residential, that is, the other land registry category, which is the highest proportion in the county and a marker of the town's more concentrated commercial character. Two acuitous lots have surfaced in the window. 9 to 11 Brown Street sold prior to auction in May 2024. The 12 to 14 Butcher Row and 6 to 7 Ox Row mixed retail and uppers lot was withdrawn after auction in March this year, which tells you sellers in Salisbury continue to find off-market routes acceptable on the more complex stock. Third, Chippenham. 221 transactions, a median commercial price of £247,500, and the most active office auction submarket in the county. The Avon Reach Office Park has produced the cleanest read on Tier 3 office pricing in the county over this window. Unit 5 Avon Reach sold in October 2025 at £220,000 against £18,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 8.18% on a small lot let office. Two further Avon Reach lots, units 1 and 11 in the same October catalogue, and a follow-on lot in February this year, were withdrawn, which suggests sellers were testing the market and settling for off-market exits at the wider end of the office stack. Worth a quick word on Trowbridge too. 183 transactions, the lowest median commercial price in the county at £220,000, and a working SME and public sector occupier base sitting around Wiltshire Council's headquarters. The auction print here is 2 to 6 Marston Road, sold in October 2025 at £721,000 against £51,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 7.07% on a retail and supermarket convenience let. The strongest read on prime convenience pricing in the county. The withdrawn 52 Bond Street development site flags the planning and viability friction typical of conservation area town centres. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Wiltshire is a thinner public auction market than the home county equivalents. Most countywide investment trades through agents and private sales. But 10 acuitous lots matched to the county over the rolling window provide a usable yield anchor. Three are in Swindon, three in Chippenham, two each in Salisbury and Trowbridge. Three sold under the hammer or directly post-auction. Four were withdrawn post or prior, and one sold prior. The asset mix spans ground rents, town centre office, retail and convenience, public houses, light industrial, and a development site, broader than the retail-heavy mix seen in many home county catalogues. The sold prints sit in a 4.52 to 8.18% net initial yield band and bracket the working yield range cleanly. The Swindon Newcombe Drive ground rent at the tight end. The Trowbridge Marston Road convenience let at 7.07% in the middle. The Chippenham Avon Reach office at 8.18% at the wider end. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product in Swindon trades broadly in the 7 to 8.5% range. Multi-let industrial and logistics in the M4 corridor clears at 6.5 to 8%. Convenience and food-anchored retail tracks the Trowbridge print closely. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been broadly stable. Which brings us to lender appetite. Wiltshire is well served for commercial mortgage finance, but with a clear concentration of high street appetite around Swindon and the M4 corridor, and a more challenger and specialist-led picture in the smaller market towns. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander compete actively for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment deals in the £1 to £15 million range, particularly in Swindon along the M4 axis. Pricing for the strongest sponsors tracks national benchmarks, with Nationwide's headquarters presence adding a structural sponsor base of corporate banking relationships. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across Salisbury, Chippenham, Trowbridge, Devizes and the smaller towns. Specialist lenders together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital handle bridging, light development and complex situations, particularly around the AONB affected and listed building stock that dominates the Cathedral City and Market Town centres. What to be cautious about? Planning friction in the Cotswolds and North Wessex Downs areas of outstanding natural beauty, in the Stonehenge and Avebury World Heritage buffer zones, and in the conservation areas of Salisbury, Marlborough, Devizes, Bradford-on-Avon, and Trowbridge Town Centre. That's the single most consistent constraint cited by sponsors. Lenders price it in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, that's loan-to-GDV, and longer programme assumptions on development finance. The Ministry of Defence's Salisbury Plain Training Estate and the Boscombe Down footprint create a band of restricted development land across roughly the central third of the county. Swindon-specific risks include the post-Honda regeneration overhang and the structural challenge facing parts of the legacy Brunel Centre. Lenders typically prefer to come into the Kimmerfields and former Honda sites once schemes are de-risked. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Wiltshire Commercial Property Finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of stability with selective pockets of activity. Transaction volumes look set to track current levels, with Swindon continuing to dominate and the smaller market towns turning over at the thinner pace, characteristic of value-led, owner-occupier-heavy markets. Yields appear to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing. The 4.5% to just over 8% spread on recent county auction prints brackets the realistic range across asset types. And further compression depends on a clearer rate cycle pivot. What to watch? The Swindon Central Regeneration Agenda, where the post-Honda redevelopment and the Kimmerfield schemes will progressively de-risk over the next 18 months. The M4 logistics corridor through Swindon, Carney and Chippenham, where land supply remains tight outside the AONB constraints. Salisbury Cathedral City and tourism-led hospitality stock, which has held up well through the cycle, and residential investment held in special purpose companies across Swindon, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput in the AONB and World Heritage buffer zones. Capital is available. The constraint is land use. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Wiltshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagebroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.